Hello and welcome to the No Point Podcast. Ben, I'm so happy you're here. You're my new co-host. It's just going to be me and you from now on. Is that okay with you, Ben?
Not at all.
Why is that not okay?
I don't want to.
You know, never in my life have we had a guest on our podcast in, like, with us while we did it. Does that make sense?
So what you're saying is that you have this studio and you've never interviewed someone or whatever you do with them here.
Correct. And that's my brother, Francis.
Yeah, no, it just feels like it took me a while to be introduced out here. Feels like I might have been replaced. Seems like you found a better comedian and you were just, like, going back and forth.
Well, he was trying.
Yeah, people that watch the visual podcast know that I usually sit there. JP made sure I sat here this time, which is fine. No, this is awesome. It just feels like I might be the guest.
I need everybody to know this wasn't my choice.
Yeah.
You didn't pick this seat?
No, you didn't pick this seat.
I walked down here, and this was the seat that was open.
It literally had a paper on it that said, Ben sits here.
What's up with the large gap you guys didn't want to combine in?
I tried to snuggle with him before the show, but he seemed to really not want it, so now I'm giving him his space.
Why would you not cuddle with him?
It's hot.
So are you.
Dead.
What is this podcast?
Ah, welcome to the No Point Podcast. That's a very interesting question. It's where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Can we roll the intro?
So now an intro song to play. It's pretty good. You're in the intro. You slapping Francis.
Yeah,
the video.
That is true.
Yeah.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. Lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Ben, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Thanks for having me.
This is awesome.
Thanks for having me, I think.
I cannot believe we tricked you into coming into Rhode Island.
Actually, no, I'm being paid by a comedy club.
Oh. Not us.
We thought this was exclusively for the podcast.
No, you can pay me if you want.
I think we're part of the comedy club.
What's the name of the comedy club?
It has funny in the word.
No.
So, Ben came all the way to Rhode Island just for the No Point Podcast. He actually said before this started, this is your favorite podcast you've ever been on. You listened to all the episodes?
I haven't listened to a single episode.
That's awesome.
Okay. I actually had to text you guys, remember, earlier today when I said, how long is this podcast?
Yeah.
You said 25.
I just thought because maybe you thought, like, if we did it on 2x speed or if this was going to be, like, a special, but it was because you didn't know the length.
Got it.
Ben, you haven't told anybody who you are. We're just banking on people knowing who you are. You're just that notable.
Do you want me to introduce myself?
So here's what we do, right? So we've only ever had 5 guests.
Oh.
Ever. You're number 5.
It's a good number.
So congratulations.
Yeah. There would be a plaque, but again, we're not paying. So there was no money to make the plaque.
And they're not paying us either.
Yeah.
We do this podcast for free. This podcast is a non-profit. Trust me. So here's the question. We want you to do the 30-second to 1-minute rundown of your life, but in bullet points.
My whole life?
Who are you?
Where do
you
start?
Begin.
If we're saying Ben.
Who?
Yeah. Period.
You're making a PowerPoint about yourself.
I think that was good.
Ben is Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Ben is Ben.
Ben
is Ben. What do you do? You're here for a comedy show? Like,
what do I do?
How can I find you?
For work.
That's up to you. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Hobby? Ben is Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a semi-professional disc golfer.
Okay.
So.
And that's why we have him here.
that's actually why we have you on the podcast. A lot of disc golf stories.
A couple. Mm. Okay. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, maybe people that are listening should know, I was not informed of anything that was happening. I was asked if I wanted to while I was here, came down, sat down. They didn't even ask me if I was ready to record.
Yeah.
It was just, we're in it now.
Like
so if I
upset.
Look or sound mildly confused, it's because I have not been explained anything.
Yeah, so the fun thing about this podcast and the really bad thing is I feel the same way you do. This is a very common occurrence.
So this is just JP's podcast.
Yes! And he makes that very clear on 90% of episodes. He says that I'm funnier when I don't know what's going on. But I just think it's because he doesn't know what's going on himself.
I want to know what kind of insult that is.
Yeah, no, it hurts.
It's an insult.
Yeah.
But how and why? Why does it hurt?
It feels like this is good therapy for me, because I'm having, like, a finally somebody on the couch with me.
You're funnier when you're not trying?
No, he doesn't say that.
No.
It's just when I know what's coming next, he says.
You're a bad actor.
I feel like you're putting words in his mouth.
We're just trying to analyze.
You know what? Maybe we're just gonna stick with the thought of him saying I'm funnier sometimes when I don't know what's going on, and we're not gonna analyze that anymore, Mr. Ben.
I've already analyzed it.
I wish you wouldn't. I wish you would take that back.
JP doesn't think you're a good actor, Francis. How does your degree feel about that?
I'm staying out of this.
No, this is about you.
I resent that.
I love this podcast.
My podcast now.
Oh, man. Why, so far, this podcast has been owned by JP and now Ben, and somehow never by me. And
that doesn't feel Francis, fair. Francis, do you want this podcast?
No, that's a non-profit. I've heard.
The podcast might make a profit if JP ever responded to an email.
Oh, that's also true. That is true.
No, we're analyzing him now.
Oh,
Ben has taken over.
You have what, 8,000 unread emails?
I have 80,000.
Unread emails.
And I do want to make a point clear that emails are like the lifeblood of an independent contractor working in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, so I should probably get back to those people.
By back to, I mean start at all. Yeah.
This is really hurting your career, JP.
Well, it's yours too.
Well, come on, JP, it's your name. Email.
I'll start right now. I'm working on myself.
Mike Birbiglia has a joke where he says he used to sit in like hotel rooms after shows and he would just continually refresh his email until a new one popped in, and he would just keep doing that because that's all that we could do. It was like, am I gonna get paid this week? No, I'm not gonna. Am I gonna get paid this week? No, I'm not gonna get paid. And so the fact that you have 80,000 unread emails working as an independent contractor in the entertainment industry is a wild thing.
Yeah, we do that with notifications on TikTok. We're like, did anybody think this video was funny? No, nobody thought it was funny.
That's so it's similar. We just do it the wrong way. We need to do it for emails, JP. Emails.
This is the thing that people don't realize is that you don't actually have to be funny to be successful in comedy.
I know. Look at me. I'm a living example.
There you go.
You know, I thought for sure there'd be a little come to my defense, but now you're like, there you go, good example.
No, because I support you.
Glad he's self-aware.
All right, but Ben, people that don't know you, Ben Brainard, States guy is what I most hear people yell at you on the street.
Yeah, Florida man.
Florida man's another thing I hear.
Yeah.
You make content, been doing that for quite a while, and say you're pretty good at it. People seem to like it.
Yeah, well, it's subjective.
Yeah, when you refresh your notification, you're like,
people
think it's fun.
I don't. I barely open
any of the
apps. I actually, at this point, I pay other people to post for me.
Oh, wow.
So I don't, I just make the stuff.
Do you feel that's dishonorable?
Like, do you feel like people making this stuff?
Yeah, no, I know. But like, people are like, oh, he posted a new video. But they couldn't be further from the truth. He didn't post a new video. Steve from accounting did.
It's actually mostly... Why is your hand raised?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were hiring and where I could send my resume to post for you.
Hi.
Oh, it's Ecta Media is the company that I go from.
Oh, so I didn't see if they're hiring. Yeah, I can't send my cover letter to you.
Well, I mean, based on the fact that you've never responded to an email.
Well, I know you checked your email. You might not reply either. Maybe start with me.
I don't think I'll reply to your email. Because then I'd be like, nah, he's just never going to see my response.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a thing that we have is he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I will say, JP, you know what? I'll give you this. As a person who works with me, you're pretty good at sending out the first email. The issue is if they send a second email, no chance you respond. He needs to get that deal done with one email.
It works sometimes.
Name one time.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Yes!
Yes! Raid Shadow Legends took one email, and we will work with you again, Raid Shadow Legends. If you're listening, just make sure you send the email to us, and not Ben Frainard, the safe guy, because we need it, not him.
I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay.
He has more
Raid Shadow Legends, please. He's joking. Because he's a comedian as well. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yep. But I do want to make this point harder.
Dang it.
They can do it, and I'm sure that I've never played it.
Neither have we.
Barely. Yeah. Honestly, if you looked at the stream when we did that, I don't know if you could technically classify that we played it. Like, we were bad. It was bad. So you do TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Foursquare, Twitter, X, Threads, Patreon, MySpace, Google Hangouts, Snapchat.
MySpace? Why haven't you put me in your top 10 spaces?
I think you know the answer to that.
Okay.
There's only eight spaces. Thank you, Zach. Off camera god over here.
Eight spaces. Okay, are you actually on MySpace?
I was.
You were.
Okay, not
yeah. But not anymore.
Well, I mean, it's not...
It exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Can we level with you for a second?
Yep.
You are one of what we would consider our best friends of creators.
Which, after seeing the start of this podcast, people are probably thinking, that's sad, because it doesn't feel like you're reciprocating that. But we've actually talked about this many times, where we say you're in our trifecta of content creators, that we're like, you know what, if we had to take a bullet...
Rebecca Rogers
and?
And what, Rebecca Rogers' husband?
Well, I wish.
But he doesn't
count. Love Avery Rogers.
Ryan. So we say you, yeah, Ryan, yes. And Rebecca.
So it's two happy people.
And me. Yeah, but I think you balance out the tribe really well for that. Like, I think we
make us stronger.
Yeah.
How?
But I don't think you...
Because we have a lot of yes men. You know, I think that, like, Rebecca and Ryan might be, like, would be like, oh, JP, that's okay, you don't respond to email, but maybe you should try.
They're people pleasers.
Yeah,
sure.
You're very much, hey, man,
I took
you're
his
the worst.
Phone last night.
And went through it.
He deleted
all
some
of the emails.
He deleted some pretty important emails, because he just deleted my entire inbox, but it's fine.
If they're important, you would have responded to them.
No, you know, that's not necessarily true. He literally said to me 2 days ago, he's like, man, that's a really important email. Like, that's from a big company. We gotta respond to that. Still has not responded.
Oh, I deleted it.
No, you didn't. I told you to save it.
Still haven't responded.
I'm gonna respond. I'll respond
right now.
No,
I don't have my phone.
This podcast could not be a non-profit. JP would just respond.
You don't have your email on your laptop?
I do not. It's only on my phone.
So
we had a point of this, Ben. Ben, we went mini golfing with you yesterday.
Yes,
this is true.
Did you aware of this? We went mini golfing.
He only has his email on his phone.
I'm clearly deflecting.
I can't fire him. He's my brother.
You can.
I can't.
Have you tried?
I tried to email him once. He never responded.
He did. Fun fact, he went to had a doctor's appointment, Ben, and the doctor asked if he needed a note to say that he was excused from work, and he got one and came back, canceled the Twitch stream, and just... gave the note that said he was excused from work.
To you?
Yeah. We canceled that thing. It was a pretty... It held up. The alibi.
Yeah, the alibi held up. I brought him a doctor's note.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we went mini golfing yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're pretty good at mini golfing.
Yeah.
It's, maybe it's because you're mini.
If you want to try again?
Maybe it's because you're awesome.
Yes,
this has been a wonderful interview. He's the email guy. And I'm Ryan Kelly, for all intents and purposes. But we went mini golfing, and you are very good at mini golfing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you made sure, there's one thing about, first of all, you call it putt-putt.
Yeah.
Which I did not know was a thing.
It's either or, you can say mini golf or putt-putt.
But do you have loyalty to putt-putt? Because I feel like you know.
It's pretty exchangeable.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the sentence I'm using.
Got it. So
you give us context?
Yeah, sometimes I say putt-putt, and sometimes I say mini-golf.
So no.
So no, you will not give me context.
It feels like that was good enough context.
I would like you in a spelling bee. When you could use it in a sentence, I think that could be wildly entertaining.
Yeah, the sentence is, your word is.
Yeah.
That's a full sentence.
It's true. You're correct. But you're very good at mini-golfing. But the thing about mini-golf, I would not say you're a good mini-golf player. And here's why. Because I think mini-golfing is a lot to do with picking the side that has the volcano.
You guys told me that there were two sizes mini-golf course.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was harder.
Yeah.
And one of them had a volcano.
Yes! Yeah! But you said it wrong. Okay, because when we said, there's two sides, one of them's harder, and the other one has a volcano, we thought, the way you pitched it, sure, seems like we had a preference.
You need more inflection.
But you need more inflection on the volcano.
Yeah, okay, let me inflect it a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, this mini golf course has two courses. One of them has a volcano, and the other one is a nice challenge.
See, when you said it that way again, it felt like it was pushing an agenda.
So, there was one hole seven, you got pretty stuck on. So, there was two options. The hole's there, and there's either a hill or a straight path.
Well, it wasn't a straight path.
It was like a figure eight type of thing.
Sure.
And if you went up the bridge, you would be closer to the hole, and if you went under the bridge, it was an easier shot, but you'd be farther from the hole.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this one question about that. If you had went down that figure eight thing that you described, how many shots do you think it would have took you to hit that?
Two or three.
Great. Then you went up the hill.
Yeah.
And how many shots did that one take you?
Nine.
Yeah, and would you have won if you didn't have nine on that hole?
Yeah.
When you know, I would say that there's a point where you had nine opportunities to change your mind.
Actually, on ten, because I mulliganed.
Yeah, you did. You mulliganed just to do the same mistake again.
Because the wall they had, the left side of the bridge, there was one spot for that. They just didn't have a wall. Like, it looked like it was supposed to have a wall, and then just there was no wall. And you could fit your ball through that little hole, only in that one spot. And that's exactly where I hit the ball the first time. And I didn't even know that spot existed. The ball just disappeared.
Here was another problem. You committed to this.
Yeah.
Nine times. Your friend Zach, who's in our basement right now.
Hi.
Zach just said hello, so you can hear
him. Glad he's here. There was a chance he wouldn't be. Because...
had a flight that we were going to pick him up for.
Yeah.
And we were late to pick him up for.
Because we were mini-golfing, which has to be one of the hardest reasons to pitch your friend on why you're late to pick him up. There's some reasons.
Yeah.
My mom's sick. I'm stuck in traffic.
Sure.
I have to do... I'm on hole eight, and I'm going up the bridge!
I texted him while we were there.
Yeah.
Said, we're just out mini-golfing near the airport. And he was like, yeah, it's only 15 minutes from the hotel, so I can take an Uber. No problem. I was like, oh, we're mini golfing next to the airport, so if you just want to wait a little bit, you don't have to spend money on the Uber. And he was like, okay. And then later I said, we have three holes left, and he'll be there. And by this point, he was like already off the plane, I guess. But he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Once again, he always makes it sound great.
Yeah.
There's some way, Ben, whatever you say, I just believe. I'm on your side.
But I mean, I just think that it would be good, like, because I think that we probably would have been on time. If
we
maybe... You went under the bridge.
What would have changed if had we been on time?
Nothing.
Zach would have been.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
You've met him.
You're right.
Zach off camera just going, no.
Yeah.
No.
He needed that time with himself.
But I would say that this has summed up a lot of experiences with you. See, because I saw so much drive in those few, in that little bit, where it was kind of like, he's going to change his mind and not go up that hill.
No.
But you just kept hitting it. At one point, again, mini-golfing, which I've always had a problem with this in mini-golfing, is that they don't spread us out.
Yeah, there's the people right...
There's people right behind you.
Trying to play the same holes.
Like, I think there needs to be a spread out system. But like,
yeah, yeah, well, what they could do is put multiple courses on one mini golf area. So
like one with a volcano?
Yeah, one could have a volcano, one could be a good course.
I think that was a bit redundant because it's just like you said the same hole twice. The
one honestly, if you guys had just told me the volcano one was harder, I would have had nothing to go off. It's not harder, it's just a volcano.
To be honest, to be honest with you, all mini golf is just as hard to me. Like, I've never been on a golf course with a mini golf and gone, well, this one's easy, I just have to get it through the clown's mouth. Over the bridge and through the windmill.
You know,
easy shot.
That's what pissed me off about the course last night, that there were no actual trick shots.
Yeah, they're closing down, if that helps.
Topgolf, putting them out of business.
Topgolf, I mean, you got games and stuff, but like, mini golf, you should go and there should be, like, you have to dink this off the clown's mouth while it's like opening and closing.
Yeah. I tried
and
to
And then there should be like a windmill, like an octagonal windmill, and you have to hit the ball off of just one side of the windmill to get it to bounce perfectly so it goes in the hole. But the one last night was either you get it around the curve and near the hole, or you get it around this curve and near the hole, or you hit it straight and into the hole. Like, they had topographical features, but none of them really helped, and you didn't have to do any of them to get the hole.
Yeah, they were actually pitching whether they should add all those obstacles, but then they said, if we just put a bridge up there, some guy will hit it 9 times to try to get it up there.
The part that you're leaving off about this that I think is the worst is that after I got the ball actually up to the top of the bridge, it didn't just roll down the other side.
No,
it stayed on top of the bridge.
Yeah.
And when I got up there and I looked, the bridge didn't even lead to the hole.
Yeah. This is how I knew. You know, I meet a lot of entertainers and a lot of comics. And the reason why I was bringing this up of people behind you is because you finally, these people had to now watch you kind of suffer, but also go through this triumph.
They sat there from all 9 shots.
They started rooting. I saw those same people finish holes and then come around to, like, look over to see you golf. And it was once you got up on that bridge and you found out that that ball did not go right to the hole, you put on basically a stand-up performance on top of that bridge.
Oh, that wasn't a stand-up performance. That was rage.
Yeah, you were like, it's not even helpful. It's worse.
Why would you put a bridge there?
Yeah, it felt like it was crowd work in college.
If you're gonna make a mini golf course and you're giving players 2 options and you have, here's the easy shot and then here's a difficult shot, you make the difficult shot able to be a hole in one. That's what you do. That is how you make a good mini golf course. Because otherwise there's no point in doing the difficult shot.
The best part was Bennett made a joke about a water trap, and then they started quoting that joke holes later.
Stealing Ben's joke in front of Ben.
Well,
I loved
told
it.
Them. Yeah. Yeah, because it was the hole that was supposed to have a water hazard, but it was just some of the water was still there.
Yeah.
And I got the ball stuck in it, and I went to go hit it, and then somebody said water hazard. I don't know who it was, but I was like, it's only a water hazard if you don't play through, and I just hit it in the water. And then later, the other guy was like, oh, there's a water hazard on this one. And I was like, nah, man, it's the only water hazard if you don't play through. And then they laughed at that. And like a couple holes later, I just heard them behind us.
Yeah,
it's only a water hazard if you don't play through. And I was like, I'm not even in this conversation anymore.
they took it. They took it from you.
Ben, the first time we ever met you, we were at VidCon. Not the first time we met you at first. So we were at VidCon 2 years ago. And you texted us, and you were like, yeah, I'm going to VidCon. We're like, oh, great, let's meet up. And you go, okay, I'm going to be out in front of the hill.
Well, that's actually not true. We did it in a very desperate way. You know, like, I need to know that this relationship was not built off a nice, like, little text. He had an Instagram story. And we slid up as, like, fangirls. We're like, we're going to be there, too!
And he met us in front of a hotel, and he goes, I got to go to Hyatt. Do you know where the Hyatt is? And we said no. I think we said no.
No. You did not say no.
Well, no, we said we knew where the Hyatt was.
Yes.
We knew where the Hyatt was.
Yep. And he said, do you know where the Hilton is? And we said, I don't know.
Well, I asked for 2 things. I was like, where's the Hyatt? And where's the convention center?
We knew where the convention center was. We showed you that.
We started at the convention center.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so how do we get to the Hyatt?
So then
And you guys said, we know where the Hyatt is.
So here's where my confusion came in. So basically, you asked for directions to go to a place, and in a hotel you were staying at, and for a moment, you pulled out your phone and went to Maps, for a moment, and my brain registered that and was like, okay, he's got it, and next thing I know, you're like, let's start walking, and we start walking, and we're having a lovely time, I think. Conversations are flowing. I'm thinking, this Ben guy is pretty great. Because, again, I had a very weird impression of you because we only did a your other podcast.
Yeah. I don't remember doing this, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't
remember this. He doesn't remember doing this. But this is the first time. So
we knew Dan, we knew Ryan.
Yeah, we did not know Ben. I knew his content, but I didn't know Ben. And we get on the podcast, we're ready, and Ben is just Ben. And then next thing he knows, he goes, 1 second, I just gotta cut my nail.
Yeah, you know when they're so long you can feel them?
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. And we were like, oh, okay. And he goes off for a minute, and we're like, okay, that's fine. He's just going to go cut his nail. But he brought the nail clippers pack to the screen.
Cut
his nails to just have a conversation, which was fine because I guess, like, you know Ben, you know Dan, you know Ryan really well. But, like, us two, we were just like, we're waiting to record this podcast. Because he has to, because, like, literally they were like, oh, when are you starting the podcast? And I was like, once this kid finishes cutting his nails, I guess. Like, I didn't know.
But I don't remember doing that.
So that's all we knew about you. So we're like, we had that, and then we had the podcast. But then we go here, and we're talking. And I was like, we're like, oh, this Ben guy. He's really great. Yeah,
we
like,
love Ben.
We're loving Ben.
Ben is one of my favorite human
Ben's
beings.
Great.
He's genuinely, just a side note, Ben is genuinely one of the kindest and most loyal human beings, but he tries very hard not to show it.
Yeah.
Don't tell people.
So we're walking and we're having a good time and everything's going great. We're like, oh man, this Ben guy, you know? We were really wrong. So wrong that JP actually wrote a essay about how a first impression was very wrong about a person.
Because I only met him by cutting his nail.
And then the next time we met him, we were like, we love this guy.
So we go on this walk to Ben's hotel.
Wrote an essay about
me? I can't do this.
And he sent you the essay, actually. I'm glad you
read it. I've also written one about Ryan.
Yeah, that's all right.
You wrote one about Ryan? Yeah, I had to. I also technically might be Rebecca Rogers' intern, but that's another story. It's a big trifecta.
Of the three. But we're walking, we're having a good time, and then all of a sudden, Ben looks around and goes,
we're a bad neighborhood.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
And
because we walked probably a mile at this point.
Yeah.
And I looked around and it did not have any vibes of convention center. Like there were.
It would be a long walk every day.
Yeah.
And you said, where are we going? And I don't know if you've ever been on a journey with somebody where you think they're the map leader, only to be on that same journey where the other person thinks you're the map leader. But that was our situation.
We thought Ben was leading us. Ben thought we were leading him. And I want to explain why I thought you guys were leading.
Yeah.
It's because I got there for the first time.
Yeah.
You guys had already been there.
Yeah.
I said, do you know where the Hyatt is?
Yeah.
You guys said, yes. And uh-huh. Then we started walking.
Uh-huh.
That's the same way we got in this house right now with Ben. We just started walking.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really happy our relationship could recover from that. Because that's I know that we always have that story where we say about the nail clipping, but gotta be a tough one where it's like these kids just basically walked me for a mile somewhere. And then we literally the first ride there was amazing, great, talking, having a good time. The second, dead silent. Just a bowed face. And we walked back.
You walk a mile in the summer outside in California. And then you realize after walking a full mile, you've not been going the right way. And then you walk the same mile backwards and be happy.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
I did.
Well, I'm glad that it allowed Ben to still be friends with us each and every single day. We call him all the time, just checking on him, and he's in our basement, so
one time to quote one time when we called him, and I don't know if you remember this, but it's still one of my favorite. We're talking to you, we're talking to you, and then you go, I'm gonna go. Not because I have to, but because I do not want to talk to you guys anymore.
Sounds like something I would say.
And I'm not.
But anyways, thank you so much for coming on, Ben. We literally have to go drive you to your comedy show right now in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Because someone's going to pay you today. It's not going to be this podcast.
Any fun things coming up? Anything that you want to tell our viewers about?
When is this coming out?
Whenever you want it to.
We're going to update it to do something that I heard is exciting that's coming out for you.
Okay,
we'll bank this.
I'm on a Northeast tour from now until September. And then in September, I'll be in the Pacific Northwest in Spokane, Tacoma, Washington, Portland, Oregon. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. So honestly, you can just find all my tour dates and all that on benbrainerd.com.
I go there every day. Every day I'm
on every that. Day I check that out. But yeah, Ben, we appreciate you so much for coming. We're happy you're in our little state.
Only for us.
Only for us. Definitely not for any other reason besides us. If you just had to rank the brothers, how
which
would you?
Which one do you?
Before like, I rank them, I do need more water.
Okay. But We're ending.
If you're watching the video,
rat behavior. Whatever is happening here, he is actively siphoning water.
I think France is my favorite.
He prefers our sister.
He does.
Oh no, Kat's the best of the three.
Yeah, that's why we couldn't have her on the podcast.
Two options.
Yeah. So anyway, do you want to like
hang out?
Socially?
I gotta go.
We have a friend named Mike, and he could be our fourth for air hockey.
His name is Nick, and that's a different story.
Dang it. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the No Point Podcast. We post a new episode every single Friday. I'm JP. Goodbye.
Toodles.
I'm Francis. See you guys.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.